When you think of trying to explain your faith, what comes to mind? Discomfort? Terror? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. A woman on a long flight pulled out her Bible to read. The man seated next to her was curious. There were movies available to watch, but this woman was choosing to read a religious text. He began to ask her about her faith. Like many Jesus followers, the woman wasn't especially prepared to share a thorough gospel presentation. She shot up a silent prayer, asking God to give her the words to say. She did her best and spoke sincerely about her sinfulness. Then she explained how God had taken the penalty of her sins himself, making her blameless in his sight. She explained that God had opened the way for her to have a relationship forever with him. The woman wasn't sure if she was explaining it right. Feeling that she should do it, she gave the man her Bible. Days later, she got a call from the man's wife, who had found her name and number in the front of the gifted Bible. The man's wife had asked God to send her a Bible that week. A day later, her husband had come home from a business trip with the Bible. When it comes to sharing faith in Jesus, the Bible says, if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. And it also says, don't worry about what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. Jesus follower, you can get ready by practicing a simple explanation of what God has done for you. But remember, God says he'll give you the words and the wisdom you need. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.